Hello, I felt prompted to add a PS to the audio snippet that we recorded not too long ago. And the reason for the PS is to clarify and emphasize something that we said at the end of it. If you listen to the whole recording, you will hear at the end how we start cursing Israel for its unwillingness to bend its knee and submit to the full truth and to stop playing games with the truth. But it's also important to emphasize that that's not a blessing on Hamas or on the Palestinians who call themselves Palestinians but are really Jordanians, Jordanian imports. They are also cursed eternally. Eternally cursed are the so-called Palestinians, aka the Jordanians that have been imported into Palestine. Cursed are they, eternally cursed, their families, everything that's in that's related to them, associated to them, that enables them in any way is cursed. Cursed are their families, cursed are their finances, cursed are their health and their livelihood, because they are constantly trying to destroy the nation of Israel. And you would say that isn't that a contradiction? If you curse Israel and then you curse those who wish for the destruction of the nation of Israel, no, it's not the same thing. Because to curse the nation of Israel, its existence is a deeper level of failure, of disconnect with the truth than what the Israelis are doing. So cursed are both sides, only that the Palestinians are cursed at a deeper level, eternal. And it's been a curse that's been on them from even before all of this. That's why they're in constant squalor, in constant poverty, in constant underdevelopment, having the opportunity to develop as a free and prosperous people if they wanted to, but they refuse to because that curse is over them, because they are filled with this obsession to destroy the nation of Israel. And regarding Israel, the curse that's on them now is connected to a veil. If you're a conservative Christian, I think you will understand what I'm saying, because I'm going to kind of use your language a bit. And even so, I know that I will not get to the conservative Christians, because they have a veil over their eyes, a willful veil, you could say. So what has happened to Israel is that for hundreds of years, for centuries, they have had a veil over their eyes that has prevented them understanding the fullness of their calling as a people. They don't understand it. It's a veil that's over their eyes, and it's been there for centuries and centuries. But as the fullness of the Gentiles, in other words, the non-Jews, is coming to pass, as it's being manifested, then the veil is removed from their eyes. And as that veil is removed from their eyes, the veil of protection of innocence and ignorance that's over their heads is also removed. So, and some people could say, well, what do you mean by the manifestation of the fullness of the Gentiles? Well, the fullness of the Gentiles may not be visible externally, but it's already being manifested, even if it's at the invisible realm, and it's manifested through the people who speak the truth. We're speaking truth into the air, into the atmosphere. And even if those voices are not being heard audibly in a literal sense, they are being heard in a deeper sense in the atmosphere. And as the truth seekers are beginning to manifest truth, that these Israelis should be manifesting, given that they claim to follow the true God, they should be speaking truth. At the same level as some of the truth seekers are speaking right now. And as the truth seekers are exposing the fact that they know a truth that they do not, even though they claim they know it, the Israelites, that's when the fullness of the Gentiles, you can say, is beginning to be manifested. And because of that, that veil of ignorance over their eyes, over the eyes of the Israelis, is slowly disappearing. It's turning transparent or translucent, and they're beginning. They're able to now to see, and because they're now able to see, the veil of ignorance and innocence that's over their heads is being removed. Because now they're becoming accountable for their blindness. Because now, if they're blind, they're willfully blind, not because they can't see. If you catch what I'm saying. So as these audio snippets are coming, are going out, they are a reflection, a manifestation of that concept, of the manifestation of the fullness of the Gentiles. And sadly, that manifestation is not overtly visible because of the blockage of the matriarchal system. But because it is going out, even if the matriarchal system ignores it and tries to turn the other way, because of that, the veil over their eyes is being removed as the fullness of the Gentiles is manifested. And as the fullness of the Gentiles is manifested, the veil is removed from their eyes, they begin to see, and because they can now see, then they're accountable for what they do not want to see. And it's as a young baby, you know, when you're a baby, you can go around walking walking with no clothes on, and no one calls you a pervert or an evil person, because they know that you are covered with this veil of innocence. You don't know what you're doing. But as you grow, then suddenly you become aware of certain things. And then if you walk around without clothes on the streets, then as an adult, then suddenly that veil of innocence that was over you is no longer there. No one is going to protect you and say, oh, he's just a 29-year-old. He does not know what he's doing. Obviously, he knows what he's doing, and therefore he's accountable. And then the police can come and lock him up and put him in jail. And that's what's happening to Israel right now. That's why the veil of protection has been removed, because the veil of ignorance that's over their eyes is disintegrating as we speak, as the fullness of the Gentiles is manifested, as the non-Jews are speaking a truth at a depth and an authority that they should be manifesting, because they are supposedly connected, they claim, to some true God that they follow, that they claim is protecting them. The Gentiles are manifesting that authority and that truth, the truth that they should be manifesting. And because of that, they are now accountable for their desire to manipulate the truth. They take the people who follow a false Messiah and take advantage of them and use them for protection, for resources. But then they shove them away and say, by the way, we really we like your help, we like your protection, we like your money, but we don't want anything else from you, because we have the truth. So they're playing with the truth, manipulating the truth, manipulating the sentimentalism of the naive Christians, matriarchal Christians who love them and embrace them, and who maybe had a reason to do so before, but not anymore. But they continue to do that manipulation, and the time for games is over. It ended on the 14th of May, 2018, 70 years into the birth of the nation of Israel. And that's why the veil of protection is gone from them. And I hope that this makes sense to anyone who is listening, and that you will see exactly the nature of what's going on in the Middle East right now. Thank you very much for listening.